This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. To Lent Wednesday. First posted February 20th, 2008, Ephesians 5:8-14. Light of the Lord, paraphrase, once we all lived in spiritual darkness, but now we have the light of the Lord, so we should live as children of the light. Living in the light produces results that are good, right and true. We should seek to know and do what pleases our Lord. We must not take part in works of darkness which produce nothing worthwhile, but rather expose them. The works the people of darkness do in secret are shameful even to mention or think about. Light reveals everything. We are in the spiritual night of this world and spiritually dead until we hear the call to rise from spiritual sleep and death and receive Jesus, who will give us light. Commentary: this world is in the spiritual night of blindness, ignorance, sleep, and wickedness. All who have sinned, disobeyed God's word, and fall short of the Lord's righteousness, doing what is good, right and true according to God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Jesus came into the world to give us light, to heal our spiritual illness, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus is the light of the world and the light of eternal life, John 8:12, John 1:4-5. Jesus is the light of spiritual enlightenment, John 1:9, Luke 24:45, the light of righteousness, John 3:19-21. Jesus reveals our sinfulness and our need for a Savior. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross paid the penalty for our sin, so that we would not have to die eternally for them ourselves. Jesus restores us to peace and fellowship with God and to eternal life through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. Jesus shows us how to live according to the light of God's word. All who trust and obey Jesus are spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, 21, 23-24. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things, all spiritual truth, and will remind us of all that Jesus teaches, John 14:26, 16:13. The Holy Spirit is the pillar of fire, Exodus 13:21, which leads us through the spiritual darkness of the wilderness of this life and into the promised land of God's eternal kingdom in heaven. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14. Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The Holy Spirit makes it possible for us to know and do what is pleasing to God. Jesus commanded his disciples to wait in Jerusalem, the church is the new Jerusalem on earth, for the promised Holy Spirit, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8, and then to go and make, born again, disciples of Jesus Christ, teaching them to trust and obey all that Jesus teaches, Matthew 28:19-20. The disciples waited in Jerusalem, and did receive the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:1-14, and then were guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit to accomplish Christ's mission. It is not by human ability or might but by the guidance and power working in and through us that God's will is accomplished, Zechariah 4:6. Only by the indwelling Holy Spirit can we be children of light, live according to the light, and produce the fruits of light. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.